State officials say some of the tight rules on unemployment benefits end up clogging up the system, preventing people from quickly getting paid and costing the state a lot of money, especially during economic downturns. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yehaya Reyes reports a bill that aims to alleviate some of that administrative burden is headed to the governor's desk following unanimous bipartisan support in both the House and Senate.
The bill aims to get more money to beneficiaries faster by reducing and simplifying deductions for part-time work, some pensions, and holiday pay. Josh Richardson is with the State Department of Workforce Development, which administers unemployment. He told lawmakers any money the existing, more complex deduction system saves is often overtaken by the cost of processing those deductions.
They may receive holiday pay, sometimes as little as $60 or $70, and yet an individual that reports that may wait multiple weeks while an adjudicator gets assigned to resolve these simple issues.
This bill would also allow people to make an offer to negotiate down debt for overpaid benefits unless the overpayment is the result of fraud. It's unclear what such offers could involve at this point. The bill wouldn't affect the application process or base benefit amounts. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yehaya Reyes.
The bill passed the Senate Tuesday without any changes, meaning the governor can now sign the bill, veto it, or let it become law without his signature.